She'd suckered me into a trip to the Christmas holiday hell of IKEA, packed to the rafters with off-duty office fodder and the screaming kids, all of them completely driven to distraction by the dangling carrot of affordable kitchenwares and couches. Me, her and a man were lying low in the cafe, steeling ourselves for the ensuing scrum with plates of meatballs and chips. I looked out from the big window across a dual carriageway and a grotty mock chew the suburban vista, when I was surprised to see the flags and towers of an enormous Hindu temple peeking dreamily through the rows of pebble dash across the car park. The IKEA experience was really doing me in already, and I decided to abandon my girlfriend and her mum to the nest building instincts and go and check it out. It wasn't the easiest walk leaving that IKEA. Going the long way around the car park, scrabbling behind a roundabout, hugging the hard shoulder of a slip road. The whole place was designed for people who no longer walk, whose lives out here in Zone 4 Neasden would be impossible on foot, whose lives are bound up completely in the logic of cars. I crossed the ferocious three-lane artery connecting London and its westernmost sprawl, and made off down a quiet, crappy mock Tudor street to the temple, which floated at the bottom of it like a scene from the wrong movie. It looked completely unreal, a mirage in marble, like the ones annoying friends have just been travelling are prone to start banging on about. Closer up, once I could make out the statues and the intricate carvings covering every inch of marble surface, it just seemed all the more unbelievable. I wanted to go in. I was half expecting to be turned away, but I was greeted at the gate and welcomed by a chunky, friendly Hindu bouncer in shades who seemed very pleased I was there. Well, that's a good start, I thought. I went inside, the shoes left at the door, along with a mobile phone. The next thing I knew, I was in this lovely colonnaded garden, surrounded by a load of happy barefoot kneesed in Hindus, and I began to feel relaxed and refreshed. Clear water flowed, birds tweeted and frolicked about, lovely perfumes drifted through the place, and there was a wonderful sensation of cool marble under my bare feet. The jewel in the crown of the building was its inner temple. It was architecturally and psychologically the complete opposite of the IKEA megastore. IKEA, the embodiment of consumerism, is maze-like in construction and designed to constantly distract and narrow your attention to specific, discrete objects, one after another. And it struck me that consumerism was like a never-ending hall of mirrors in that way. The inner room of this temple, on the other hand, was designed to lift you into an awareness of an underlying wholeness and completeness with its circular and symmetrical womb-like structure. On the clear marble floor in front of me, an Indian guy was lying down, prostrating and surrendering himself to the experience. Something lovely was happening to my mind, and I got lost to the idea of the soul as an inner temple like this one. And then, with perfect timing, a bell chimed with a profoundly pure and clear tone, and a pair of enormous wooden doors were richly opened onto a marble veranda. And I suddenly remembered there was a world with all its complexities outside. And when I walked out onto the veranda to survey the sunny vista in Neasden, its motorways, retail zone and pebble dash sprawl, with a cool marble at my feet, I had my really deep and moving experience of the day. The pebble dash and concrete now seemed somehow perfect and beautiful, transfigured in my mind by the ritual of the opening door, which had showed me that the wider world was connected directly to the inner temple of the soul and was infused with one and the same spirit. It stopped me in my tracks. After standing there, silent and still, for a perfect minute or so, I got the urge to move on, and I went back to the shoe rack and put on my battered old brogues, blessed by the dust of the holy temple that was on me sockless toes, and I walked back happily out into the world. I glided down the slip roads into IKEA, my mind still in a state of grace, and found the two ladies, who seemed just as happy, to be fair, with a car bootload of Swedish shite as I was.